So when is the din of a tzaddik decided? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in a few places says that a person's din is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but his gzar din is on Yom Kippur. However, in other places it seems to be mashma and tazayin and beis, the name of Rav Krustapai, that tzaddikim are nechtavim v'nechtavim ma'alter, that on Rosh Hashanah gzar din of a tzaddik is sealed. So the question is, when is the din of a tzaddik sealed, at least for life and death matters? So Tosfos says, well, really, the tzaddikim are only sealed on Yom Kippur. Like everyone else, they're judged on Rosh Hashanah, but they're only sealed on Yom Kippur. And the only thing the Gemara says that when it means that tzaddikim are sealed on Rosh Hashanah, that means in Olam Haba. But for all this world matters, Olam Hazeh, they're not sealed until Yom Kippur. The Ran and the Ramban, however, say no, that the tzaddik is sealed on Rosh Hashanah. And that is a big machlokas, Tosas and Ran, when a tzaddik is, his gzar din is sealed. Tosas would say on Yom Kippur, Ran would say on Rosh Hashanah. Now this has tremendous nafka minas for something which we take for granted. We say, based on the Ramah, we say, Shana Tovati Kosev, Visei Chosem, to each other on Rosh Hashanah night. The Magen Avraham says the proper lashon, even though the Ramah only says tikasev, would be tikasev v'seichasem. Since we're assuming that our friend is a tzaddik, we assume he's going to get sealed on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we say l'shana tova tikasev v'seichasem. However, the Magen Avraham brings the Rami Pano, and as well the Vilna Gaon himself says, no, you shouldn't say v'seichasem, because based on Tosfos, the tzaddik is only sealed in Yom Kippur. So it's ridiculous to say v'shana tova tikasev v'seichasem if the din is not being sealed until Yom Kippur, and you're only holding it by Rosh Hashanah. So it turns out this machlokas Tosfos and the Ran about when a person is a tzaddik is sealed on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has nafka minas about what you should say to someone on Rosh Hashanah. According to the Magen Avraham, like the Ran, you would say v'shana tova tikasev v'seichasem. Since tzaddikim are being judged on Rosh Hashanah, it would be appropriate to say v'seichasem to your friend. However, the Vilna Gaon, who's Baskin's like Tosfos, says that he would only say v'shana tova tikasev, and not v'seichasem. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this machlokas and is not machria about who to paskin like. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, just assumes like the Magen Avraham that the proper lashon is to say v'shana tova tikasev v'seichasem, and that seems to be the minhag olam, not like the Vilna Gaon. Now, perhaps the reason why the minhag is not like the Vilna Gaon is because it's not so clear that Tosfos, who the Vilna Gaon is based upon, the one who says that a tzaddik is not sealed on Olam Hazeh purposes until Yom Kippur, it's not so clear that's what Tosfos means. Yes, Tosfos says that a tzaddik is only sealed for Olam Haba issues on Rosh Hashanah, and it seems to be, according to Tosfos, Olam Hazeh issues are pushed off to Yom Kippur. It's not so clear. In fact, the Sefer Ian Moadim and Kol Torah in the name of Chaim Volozhin say that what does it mean that a tzaddik is decided for Olam Haba issues on Rosh Hashanah and he's sealed for Olam Haba issues? What does it mean, Olam Haba issues? And they explain that Olam Haba issues means obviously Olam Hazeh issues as well, because Olam Haba issues, what decides your Olam Haba? How you act in Olam Hazeh. So therefore, even if your Olam Haba is sealed on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is decided on Rosh Hashanah for Tzaddikim, that must be based on Olam Hazeh issues as well. And therefore, it's not so clear that according to Tosfos, a Tzaddik is not sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Final issue is, what point do you say, up until what point do you say v'shana tova tikasev v'seichasem? This also seems to be a machlokas about if you could say v'shana tova tikasev v'seichasem on the second night of Yontif. The Taz brings down from the Avushi, you should only say it on the first day. The Taz argues and says, no, you could say it on the second day as well. The Mata Yehuda says the reason why you could say it on the second day is because, you know what, all of it is no Einol Gnai. What do you lose to say it on the second day? The whole thing is just everyone says it to their friend. It may not have real meaning to it. It's just a bracha, a nice bracha you give to your friend. But since there's no potency, therefore it's okay to say it on the second night.